You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all of the issues. And like that dude just said, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, it's Friday. So you gotta hit the, the explosion
it's
we use,
the
right?
Explosion.
Yeah. It's Friday. All right. Hey, let me jump over to my comments and open the show with my monologue. So, listen, words are important. And so this is, if I had to give this a title, I'm calling it What's in a Word. Words are important. Words matter. And the delivery of those words also matters. A good speech or a great presentation is often more than just the words themselves. It's about timing, content, delivery, style, volume, and yes, the actual words themselves. But sometimes you got to watch it because it also matters that the folks on the receiving end can hear the words in the manner in which they were intended. Like, for instance, in both Iraq and Afghanistan, I worked with interpreters daily. I learned to speak in short sentences using words that had plain meaning so they would come out right. But I also remember once at our safe house in Afghanistan, I was having to deliver a serious butt chew into our Afghan guards. We had these 12 Mujahideen Afghan guards who lived with us. They were our personal protection force, and there had been some serious infractions in the discipline that could not be tolerated. So I had them lined up to receive my words, but I noticed that as animated as I was, that the delivery from my interpreter seemed like almost apologetic. So I stopped and I looked at him and I told him that he was my mouthpiece, and that if I was mad, he had to be mad. And if I was yelling, he had to be yelling. And if I softened up my tone, then he could as well. Well, let me tell you, man, it changed the whole dynamic. And let's just say my Mujahideen guards, they got the point then. You see, that issue, though, was one less of translation. It was more about delivery. But, man, I had a situation once where the words did not make it through to the understanding of the listeners. Listen, so here's the deal. I've told this story before, but just bear with me because it's worth telling again. In one of those moments that my family still laughs about, I had my words ridiculously misconstrued. So coming home from Afghanistan at the beginning of the war made me like somewhat of a novelty around town. And over time, the idea of deployed soldiers became perhaps too normal. But when I got back from my first tour, I was among the first people that many people had met that had been downrange. So I was asked to give comments to various news and information outlets. I was called upon to give speeches. And one of those times was far more low-key than most when my own sweet mother-in-law asked if I would please speak to the ladies in her garden club. Well, that's not normal speaking fare for an Army Ranger, but I love my mom-in-law. So, of course, I said yes, and I arrived on the day of the meeting to a small group of wonderful blue-haired grandmothers who listened intently while they ate their finger sandwiches and fruit cups. And I noticed the one little lady sat to my right with a stubby pencil and a notepad, taking copious notes. Because, see, apparently, every month, the doings of the Edenwood Garden Club, well, they were dutifully reported to the Gadsden Times local events section. Cool. Well, one of the ladies asked if I had ever had reason to have to encourage my men, and what did I say? Well, truthfully, yes. I told the ladies that several times I reminded my team about one of my favorite passages of Scripture, Psalm 91, sometimes called the Soldier's Psalm. It speaks of protection from harm and the protection from Almighty God. I even have it inscribed on the side of a ring that I'm wearing right now. But somehow, the Garden Club scribe heard something totally different and was proud to report to all God's children in the local newspaper that when times got rough, I would read poetry to my men. Poetry to my men! So my family laughs to this day about that. Luckily, no one has called me to turn in my man card. So yes, words matter, and how the words are spoken matter, and how the words are received also matters. All right, but as I mentioned earlier, it's also just as important that a speech or a sermon or a reporting or a poem even, that its timing is just as relevant to the impact that it has. Because for words to have a true impact, they have to fit the times and the needs of the listener. Anything less is just empty rhetoric that serves no purpose other than to check a block. A good leader is one who knows how to size up the moment that he or she is in, assess the needs of his or her people, and address the times that they are in with words that not only resonate, but also provide meaning and provide hope and provide inspiration. Sometimes they just speak to a person. Sometimes they can galvanize a whole nation. When Abraham Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address, he was not even scheduled that day as the keynote speaker. A guy named Edward Everett, who history has forgotten about, was the chief presenter. He delivered, Everett did, nearly a 14,000-word speech that lasted for 2 hours. And when he was done, Lincoln stood up. And in just over 400 words, just 10 sentences, he succinctly addressed the moment and the people in what became known as the Gettysburg Address. He stole the show. He rallied the nation. Because what he said was important at just the right time. In 1910, just a few years before World War I, Teddy Roosevelt delivered one of his most famous speeches, which is often called The Man in the Arena. 110 years later, it is still one of the most quoted speeches, capable to this day of rousing people from fear of failure and moving them to action. So that, quote, their place would never be to live with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. I actually have a copy of that speech in the front of my Bible. In the early 60s, when the nation was reeling from the loss of John F. Kennedy and entering into Vietnam, a burgeoning shift in politics was taking place. Barry Goldwater was the top of the ticket in a divided Republican Party. But the stage was completely stolen when Ronald Reagan gave a landmark speech that many today still call a rendezvous with destiny. It spoke across party lines. It rallied the base. It galvanized all ages to a sense of hope in who we are as a nation, and it labeled the common threat of communism that we need to pay attention to. And it was the basis, really, for what became the Reagan Doctrine during his presidency. On a personal note, I have sat through countless sermons in my life that did not stir me or speak to me a bit. They were often cold, they were perfunctory, they didn't move my heart at all. But to this day, I have a sermon from my pastor in the early 90s. It's called Jonathan and His Armor Bearer, and I remember the first time I heard it. I could still hear his voice as he delivered it, getting all stirred up, talking about the value of just getting started on what God may be calling you to. Just start, he yelled. Oh my God, that more men would just start. I listen to it to this day about once a year. In fact, I think I'm due to listen to it again. So why does all this matter? Why am I telling you this? Why am I talking about words? Because I don't see that same kind of impassioned delivery in much of anything from our society's leaders right now. That's why. We just came through a millennial pandemic. We're in the middle of a period of great social upheaval, which has been really rough and burning down buildings in the last few years. We have seen a reckless and devastating pullout from Afghanistan after losing much blood and treasure there. We have been in a time and are in a time of economic uncertainty, and the people of this nation need a leader who will look them in the eye, recognize where they are, and deliver words that will actually inspire, motivate, uplift, empower the greater good. I've said before on this show, I once met former Texas Governor Rick Perry when he was running for president. I told him I was looking for a God-fearing gunslinger. He said, I'm both of those. That was words I needed to hear and words that we all need to hear right now. So listen, man, from our elected officials, no more milquetoast, no more go along to get along, no more slow, methodical, meaningless speeches, and no more speeches where you stand up there in front of a red background and blame half the nation for what the other nation doesn't like. Words matter. Words that mean something. Words that are delivered in a timely, meaningful, intentional, and inspiring manner. Words that, when they are converted to action, can actually save a nation. Words matter. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. I'm serious. I mean, several things in there. Number one, I think I am due to go and listen to that sermon again, Jonathan and His Armor Bearer. Maybe I need to tell that story later, but it was, to this day, it inspires me to just remember that sometimes just getting started is what it takes. And then the other thing about reading poetry to my man, I did not read poetry to my man. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, man, we're going to get into that number one of the Triple Dipper here in a few minutes. And it's amazing what kind of things are happening. And I think the reason why the courts have been so active is because there have been so many things that have been happening from the Biden administration that have just put things into a position where they have to go to court to determine what's right and what's wrong. It's just amazing. I mean, when have you ever seen so many things getting litigated? Vaccine mandates, you know, Trump raid on his personal residence, what's happened with January 6th, you know, all it just on and on and on, over and over again. Federal overreach in a variety of ways. How do we deal with it? Lord. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that here in just a few minutes. Boomer?
Yeah.
So, coming Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Monday, I'm bringing you donuts.
Monday,
I'm bringing you donuts. Woo-hoo. And doing some push-ups, my brother. And so I'm going to get you a box of normal and glazed.
A box?
Well, I mean, I can't just shortchange you. You've won the bet. Unless, by the way, the keep in mind, so those of y'all that are just catching up right now, Boomer and I have a running bet. Our podcast, we do the show live every day, 3 hours a day. And then a bunch of y'all, to include our second biggest audience being in California. Hello, California.
Yes, California.
We love you on the left coast. Just hang in. Hold the fort. And by the way, you're welcome here in Alabama. We'll take you. I know a bunch of California refugees, by the way, that live here in Alabama now.
Nice.
So I expected us to hit 100,000 downloads of the podcast version of the show, which is, you know, we put up the show every day after it's over with. Like yesterday's interview with Stephen Curtis Chapman is now up there if you want to go get it.
Yep.
I just barely missed the mark. Barely.
Barely.
It's because of that daggum Thanksgiving holiday. Didn't think about that. But anyway, so I'm going to bring you donuts. He's going to eat donuts while I do push-ups. That's the goal. But, Booms, you got till the 10th.
I have till the 10th.
You're going to make it, though.
I'll make it. But, I mean, it's just next week. That's it. Saturday.
What day? It's the 10th. It's Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Next Saturday. So a week from tomorrow.
I think Saturday is the day that I've been asked to attend the Vulcan chapter of the 82nd Airborne Association's annual dinner, which I'm pretty stoked about.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, so I'm going to be there that night. The lovely Charlene and I.
Sweet.
Which I'll be able to say that even though she does not wear airborne wings, that they did call her the sergeant major. My team referred to her as a sergeant major because they knew that she was the only one who could say whatever I needed to hear.
That's right.
Yes, indeed. All right.
Man, that's good. Well, I'm excited about those donuts.
Well, I'm glad. What number are we at? Did you just check a minute ago?
Yes, we're at 97, almost 900. So we had about 400. Since yesterday.
I think we had more like 600 from yesterday.
Maybe it's like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Because I didn't count the rest of yesterday's.
Wow. Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, and the interview, I got feedback from folks. Even offline about the Stephen Curtis Chapman interview. I don't know if you heard from anybody or not.
Oh, I did. A few people from just friends and family that I ran into yesterday and were texting me. They're like, wow, that was just awesome and powerful.
Yeah, it was very cool. I was talking to one guy this morning, and he said, how do you get these names? And I said, man, we're just blessed with connectivity. And we've had some of them just come through listeners.
Yeah.
Of course, you've had a longstanding connection to Stephen Curtis Chapman, but then Ted Nugent came through a listener.
That's crazy.
Buzz Patterson came through a listener. General Boykin, I already knew him, and that was great to pull him in. But anyway, lots of good stuff happening on Right Side Radio.
Can't wait to get some more people in here.
We're doing it. We're working right now. We got some irons in the fire.
That's right.
By the way, 3 o'clock. Stay tuned because he hadn't been on with us in a while. I guess he's been busy doing lawyer things. But my friend Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty will be on at 3 to kind of put a capstone on a discussion we're about to have that I'm calling judicial review. So, yep, number one of the Triple Dipper, there's a bunch of stuff happening out there in the court system. Why? Because the Biden administration is ate up like a soup sandwich, that's why. And you got to go to court to prove it. But this is what the founders meant when they said, you know, basically that we needed a 3 co-equal branches of government. Congress is supposed to pass the laws. The executive should enforce the laws. And judicial review By the judicial branch. It's supposed to determine whether those laws meet muster with constitutionality and fairness and all. All right, folks. Judicial review coming up next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.